which is why
we can't. This is why we can't
have nice things.
Nice things.
Nice things.
Like having to move to Branson.
It was my wife. My wife made me move.
I know, okay. Stand strong, buddy. You know, we do a lot of these, and a lot of these stories certainly have a fun flair to them. We try to keep it light, but this is downright sickening. A Texas couple has been scammed out of $10,000 recently when they tried to help out and buy tickets to the George Strait sold-out flood relief benefit concert coming up in Bernie, Texas. Yeah, so major support from all over the world, quite honestly, the event, but it got the attention of scammers too. And the scam looked real, right down to the graphics of the wording from George's official site. But after they wired money for four tickets, they realized it was a fraud. The scammer had altered just one letter and an email address. And they say, the couple, that they're less upset about their own loss and more heartbroken that the money meant for the Texas flood victims obviously was stolen in this whole thing. The couple, harsh words for the scammer, and I think this is actually kind of muting it a little bit. They said, I think those people, whoever the scammers are, should get life in prison.
Yeah.
I think that's putting it really nicely. Dum, 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 dum. Man.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Proof positive, a mobile home in Lake County, Florida that's in disrepair after someone went after it. With an excavator.
Oh.
Yeah, the Ford Expedition in the front yard. Well, that wasn't safe either. And they were concerned after the woman who lives there could not be found. She was eventually located safe. And this seems to be a byproduct of the nasty love triangle. You bleeped with the wrong girl.
Oof.
It was spray painted on the side of the home.
Should have moved to Branson. Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. There's that.
I will say. Let's go down to Argentina. I hear it's lovely this time of year. An Argentina court has ordered Google to pay a man roughly $12,500. A man that was photographed. You know how the Google car will come down your streets and it has all the cameras everywhere, and they do it for the Google Maps, and they do it evidently all the time to update it and whatnot. Well, this one caught this particular gentleman in Buenos Aires. They caught his Buenos Aires. He was completely not wearing any clothing.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And then it was part of the Google Maps of his house.
Mm.
Him right in front. They blurred his face.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Which was weird that they didn't blur all the rest. The man has been after them for a little while, and it ended up winning the case. They have... They have much stricter privacy online rules down in Latin America than they do usually here in the U.S. Evidently not stricter rules for just walking outside Buenos Aires.
A lot of layers there. Mm. Police deal with a lot of riffraff, and you can't even get a break while hanging out in your cruiser. A man in Wyoming in big trouble after he backed up. Straight into a cop car. He caused $1,000 worth of damage, and when officers went to speak with him, discovered alcohol may have been involved. He's 65 years old and got a DUI.
Come on, man.
Should know better.
Yeah, if only they made the police, vehicles, just easier to see.
And more high profile. Dum, 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 dum.
Well, let us go to Japan, and specifically a Japan toy company that is recalling 16,000 other popular toy guns, because somebody figured out these toy guns in Japan are capable of firing real ammunition, which is not good.
Chuck E. Cheese, normally a spot for wholesome family fun, but there is more trouble for the rats. Last week, one of the guys was playing the character on a shift and then was arrested by the police right in the middle of the venue. Now, police in Mobile, Alabama race to the Pizza Palace. After 20 people had a huge brawl inside the location. There was discord. Tokens were being thrown. Detectives on the case. But why? This all transpired.
Florida?
Mobile, Alabama. Close.
Oh, okay.
Close.
Well, dum, 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 dum. When you can't get to Florida, Mobile works. And then finally... Indian police have arrested a man accused of running a bogus embassy from a rented residential building near Delhi as he recovered. And they recovered all sorts of cars with fake diplomatic plates. According to police there in Delhi, India, Harshvardhan Jain, 47, has claimed over the past several years to have acted as an advisor or a flat-out ambassador to such entities such as Suborga or West Arctica, which do not exist, evidently. Jain has also been suspected of money laundering through these shell companies, and he is not an ambassador. And there is no embassy. Jane and his lawyer could not be immediately reached for comment, nor could the travel agency I used for my upcoming trip to Suborga. So I'm going to have to go to Branson. Got to go to Branson.